This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Oh, let's do it in unison. Let's do it a little better. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I love that. We will rejoice and be glad in it. When we rejoice in abundance, do we not? This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we're glad out of the abundance that we have. And that's what helps us to rejoice. Now in John chapter 10 verse 1 and in John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus warns of the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In verse 1, he says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And then in verse 10, he says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." Man, I have come, he says, on the second part of verse 10, he says, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." And I love that phrase. I talk about it often. He desires for each and every one of us to have and walk in abundance and to have an abundant life. Amen? He desires that for each one of you. To my young people, youngest of the young and the older younger people, and the younger people, and the young adults, and the others. And to the young people, he desires for you to have an abundant life as well. By the way, my son Austin is at drill this weekend, and I was thrown off when I glanced back there, and I saw a young man sitting back there, and I was going to say, "Oh, be sure and turn this on." I'm like, that's Atlas sitting up there in his dad's chair. So I appreciate his help today as well doing that. But young people, he desires for you to walk in abundance. Now, older people, I didn't say old, older than a younger. If you feel like you have not had an abundant life, he desires for you to have a life of abundance as well. It says, "I have come that they may have life." So he came for us to have life, but that we have it more abundantly. Not just that we have it and we muddle through it. "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." Today's message is walking in abundance. Now, when we walk in abundance, we have to say, "Okay, God, what was I walking in before?" I don't know if I told you, but I went to the doctor and she said, "If you lose 2 more pounds, you'll no longer be obese." I said, "What? What did you call me?" I thought, oh my goodness. Sometimes we don't recognize where we are. So when we walk in abundance, we have to understand, where was I walking? I know where I was walking. Now listen carefully to our younger people. And our teens and our young adults. Older people as well, but young people, this is especially important. Not everybody that comes into your life is coming to bless you. Not everyone that comes into your life is a blessing to you. I remember years ago, Kisha had me come speak to one of her classes. And I said, "Who's got some money?" And I was doing some business talk on business and whatever. I said, "Who's got some money?" "Okay, you got $5 here, $10 here." And I said, "Thank you." I put it in my pocket and I walked out the door and walked down the hall. Lesson, not every investment is a good one. Not everybody that comes into your life with this great idea is there to bless you. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, if we look up and go back up to verse 2 of chapter 10 in John, it says, "But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." And I read this a couple weeks ago in my message, The Good Shepherd. And he's talking about the Good Shepherd, and the sheep hear the sound of their shepherd. But other people try and get in other ways. They go over the walls. And there will be people that enter your life that may look like a shepherd, but they're not. They may look like friends, but they're not. And they lead us into devastating things at times. They lead us into areas that get us into trouble. God says, man, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundant. That they may have it more abundantly. The enemy can spot your potential and your progress a mile away. You know those animals, and they can smell fear, and the animals, they can smell kill and meat and whatever, and they can smell it for miles. You know, every now and then deer go through our backyard, and I just want to chase them and chase them and chase them. Yeah, I'll stop long before they stop. They'll go for miles. The enemy can spot your potential, and they can spot your progress. They can spot and smell your changed lifestyle. And they're set out to stop that and hinder that. And they're going to do anything they can to throw a stumbling block out in your path. And by the way, our job is to help our brothers and sisters not trip over that. To remove the stumbling block in your path. The Bible tells us that. You've got to watch out for the enemy. They said, oh no, he's made some progress. He took a further step in his faith journey and he got baptized. Let's go after him. And they'll find new, fresh, young people. And they'll do all they can to stumble, to make you stumble and to trip you up. They want to hinder you. Now that's for us. That's not just for this young man and this young man and these young people. That's for all of us. Trust me, he's out there in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even the 80s. 90s, I don't know about. I'll ask my mom when I see her. But, you know, the enemy sees that progress no matter how old we are. And sometimes we think we've got 50 years of walking in faith and serving the Lord. And living a righteous life, and all of a sudden, boom. How did that happen? How did we get to this point? Maybe you think, he's already tripped me up, Adam. Well, that's no good. Oh, get back up. Get back up quickly. You lay there. You fall in the snow. Don't lay there, man. You got to get back up and keep moving. When the enemy comes and he trips you, get back up and keep moving. A righteous man will fall 7 times. Get back up and keep moving. By the way, the abundant life. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly without problems. Oh, mine doesn't say that. He doesn't promise us a life without problems. He says, I want you to have life, and I want you to have it more abundantly. But it's not just if problems come in. It's about life rooted in what? Rooted in spiritual richness, generosity, peace, and joy. Oh, let's throw in hope, too. I feel like we're getting ready for Advent if we throw that in there. It's rooted in a life that is different. On the inside, this isn't about having stuff. This isn't about possessions and money. Now, it might be. That may be how he blesses you and gives you a more abundant life. But if you don't have those internal things, the spiritual richness, generosity, peace, love, and joy, and hope in your life, then you're missing out on the abundant part. You're just having life with a lot of stuff. He says, you are a new creation. You are his ambassador. Your story has changed when you accepted me. You don't have to live that same old story that you were headed down. Live that same path you were walking down. Again, he called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. new creation, his ambassador. The story has changed. You see, I gave you life. And I modeled you after me. And then I gave you free will. Oof. But when you accept him, things are different. But if we're not walking in faith, if we're not walking in obedience, we're probably not seeing and recognizing the abundant life that he's given us. Can you imagine if you're on an airplane? You know, I've gone to Vegas for market a couple different times or a handful of times. They're always like, oh, look out your this window or that window, and you'll see the Grand Canyon. Can you imagine them saying that? And you're flying over the beautiful Grand Canyon. They say, look out the window. And you look out, and there's mud and dirt and all that just plastering your window. The pilot says, isn't it beautiful? I don't know. I can't see it. I don't see what you see. That's what some of you are going through. Your filter is all dirty. You got a bunch of junk on it. And you can't see the beauty for all the junk that's on your filter. Clean it up. And by the way, when you go out and clean your window, you may go through a sprinkler. You may go through some dusty areas, whatever. And it may be dirty tomorrow. Clean it tomorrow. And by the way, the next day, clean it the next day. The renewing of your mind daily. We may have to clean our filter and clear this or clear this thing every day for a while. Maybe every day forever. We have to protect those things and how we see life. If we cannot see the abundant life and the blessings that God has given us, then our filter is dirty. Now I said, when the pilot says, oh, look out there, isn't it beautiful? And you go, I can't see what everybody else sees. Sometimes that's the case in our own lives. Sometimes we have beauty inside of us that we can't see. And others can see that and they say, oh my gosh. You are an amazing and beautiful human being. And I see it. Well, Adam, I got 27 mirrors in my house and I never once saw that. He sees you. He formed you. He created you. But we also can encourage one another. In our abundance, we can bless somebody else. Clean it up. You know, Pastor Eric, I have my notes that I've been looking at for the last couple weeks. And Pastor Eric said a few weeks back, getting through something is survival, but getting over something is change. When we discover the abundant life, we stop settling and we stop just surviving. I have life. I'm surviving. He says, I want you to have the abundant life. I want you to overcome. I want you to be changed and discover that abundant life. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. I'm going to read through these fairly quickly, but you can write them down if you want. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I love that. First of all, he's a God of hope. Sometimes we need some hope. But it says, may the God of hope fill you. Sounds like we're getting ready to get some abundant life. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I appreciate that. Abound. Thank you, Adam. What does that mean? It means to be very plentiful, to have lots, to have an abundance, to have a lot of it. Not just have it, but have a lot. You remember the pizza, the little personal pan pizza I brought up here? I've got enough for me. I can give someone a bite, probably. Well, let's get a medium. No, he wants us to experience that Shaq-a-roni Express pizza. The big, massive one. That's the abundant life. In case you're wondering, I talked about the abundant life too. That's what I was talking about. But he says, I want you to abound in hope. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. When we are able to give, he replenishes, he restocks, he restores. That you may abound in grace. That I may have an abundant life filled with grace. That I may be abundant with grace, abundant in hope. Let me flip back here to Psalm 37. But the meek shall inherit the earth. We all know that. Great. What comes after that? And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. May we have an overflow of peace in our life. By the way, there's several scriptures that talk about the abundance of peace. That's just one of them. So, man, may we abound in hope, abound in grace, abound in peace. You and I were created to live and walk in abundance, living a life in the abundant peace that he promises us. Okay, now here's the challenge. I appreciate it, Adam. Walk in the abundant life. That's great. That's great. Adam, I've got problems. Every time I turn around, there's a problem. There's an issue. There's a challenge. There's probably one of those for every one of us sitting in here. Just not everybody knows about it. Because when we walk in the abundant life, sometimes we're able to deal with those, I was going to say on our own, but I mean through Christ's strength. That's part of the abundant life, that we lean on him. Lean not only on your own understanding. We can't expect to get through it ourselves. I've had troubles and trials in life. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And it's talking about, Paul's writing letters, and he's talking about the church in Macedonia. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through 7, it says, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now listen carefully. That in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then gave themselves to us by the will of God. So we urge Titus that he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. So the church in Macedonia is going through stuff. Great trial of affliction, it says. Deep poverty, it says. But it says, out of an abundance of their great joy. Verse 3 says, they gave freely. They gave freely in their poverty, in their deep poverty, in their great affliction. Verse 5, they gave themselves to the Lord and then gave themselves to others. It wasn't about them and their situation. Paul encouraged them to be abundant in grace at the end of that, at the end of verse 7. Be abundant in grace. When you're walking in the abundant life, be sure you show that overflow of grace. By the way, that's hard to do sometimes. Lord, it's hard for me to show grace to these people. God, I thank you that you're here again in this place again today, showing me grace, showing all of us grace. But Paul encouraged them to be abundant. That you abound in all these things, but see that you abound in this grace also. Do that, but do this as well. You know, I think sometimes that we forget about the abundant life. We think, okay, I'm living. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to heaven. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Oh, I forgot that you really desire for me to have an abundant life. Because see, as Pastor Eric said, I'm just getting through it. I'm just surviving. He says, I don't want you to just survive. The abundant life gets past and looks past our circumstances. The abundant life gets past and looks past our circumstances. It didn't care that the church in Macedonia was going through a great trial of affliction and had deep poverty. Out of the abundance of great joy, they gave freely. And they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to others. Philippians chapter 4. I was going to shortcut this a little bit, but I thought, no, it's all relevant. And it talks about in chapter 4 of Philippians, verse 10 through 19. And it talks about the Philippian generosity. And it says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you care, that your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I have learned whatever state I am in to be content. Let's take note of that. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. By the way, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Know that. He has given you strength through him and through the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He says, I have been full and I have been hungry. I've been on both sides of that, but I have learned how, no matter what, to be content. Oh. So the abundant life is also the content life. I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. Again, the abundant life gets past and looks past the circumstances that we're stuck in. It's developed and formed through faith and through obedience in Jesus Christ. Church, if we don't get in this and learn this and read this to know how to get through things and to know what his promises are so that we can lean on those promises and lean into those promises and that we can also be blessed, recognize the blessings, and be a blessing. Hey, Adam, is there anything outside your window on that airplane? Nah, nothing that I can see. if we just clean the window and say, yes, man, there's a beautiful sight, come look. But when our lens is dirty, we can't share that beauty with others. We hold back from other people in that beautiful life. Today, maybe you need to clean your filter. Maybe your filter is just a little dirty. Maybe it's just got a little gook on it, you know. You ever drive to work and you got that one thumbprint right there in your glasses. You're trying to drive and you're like, am I going blind? No, it's not there. There it is. Like Doc Holliday, Michael J. Fox. Seeing spots, huh? Okay. He cleans the glasses, puts them on. It's a miracle I'm healed. You know, sometimes we may need to clean somebody's spots off their glasses. We may need to help them a little bit and heal them, if you will. Help them recognize the abundant life that God has for them. Decide today, do I want to walk in the abundant life? Declare it today, I will live and walk in the abundant life through faith in Jesus Christ and through obedience. I will discover that abundant life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to read your word today. Lord, we thank you for giving us the abundant life. God, I pray that when we find the abundant life, that we discover that and recognize it, that we stay in the abundant life. Lord, that we fight the enemy. That we fight the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God, in the midst of the abundant life, that we give you thanks for that abundance. The abundance of joy and peace. The abundance of love. The abundance of grace. God, I pray today that if our filter's dirty, Lord, we clean it, that we can recognize the abundant life. God, I pray today that if there's anyone here that has anything they want to give up, Lord, that they lay that at the altar today. They lay that at your feet, Lord, and that we leave it there. God, they may have laid it there several times. But we thank you for being here again today when we lay it down at your feet. God, I pray today that we understand that you have come to give us life and that your desire is for it to be more abundant. God, that we find that abundant life. We recognize it. We give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen.